joining us now, because something we've been talking about all morning is the nudes that exploded onto the internet and caused Googling like you wouldn't believe, just sifting through virtually the whole internet. I did yesterday.
You did, darling.
Joining us to discuss more, technology writer who specialises in the web security, Stilgherrian. Good morning.
Good morning, Tommy and Michelle.
Hi. Is Stilgherrian your first name and only name?
Yeah, it's the one.
That's
still for short, please.
It's gangster. It's really gangster.
Yeah, I don't want to call you Stilgherrian.
No?
I want to call you Stilgherrian. It's
please do.
So great.
Hey, it's Stilgherrian. Firstly, this hacking that has happened, can you talk us through how this person actually got a hold of these photos?
Okay, well, I'll preface that by saying no one's 100% sure yet, because Apple haven't confirmed any of this. But when you have any service, but you have a password to use it, and then you have some process for changing your password and that sort of thing happening.
Right.
What happened here is that when you have a service like Apple's iCloud, storing all your stuff on an iPhone or an iPad or a Mac onto the cloud, you have ways of... I'm stuffing that explanation up in the very beginning, but I'll start that sentence again and then you can kill me afterwards.
No,
basically,
right.
If you try and guess someone's password,
yep,
the system should lock you out after a certain number of failures.
Yes, right.
Because you go, hang on, if someone's sitting down there trying every password under the sun, that's not you.
And we've all been locked out of our own service by trying it three times or whatever and getting
it wrong.
Exactly,
so that's something that people are familiar with.
Yes, great.
It appears that Apple, for a period, a couple of years ago, we're thinking maybe 2011 is the reports I'm seeing, that Apple was not checking this. So what were happening is hackers just get a list of the 500 most common stupid passwords that people use and just try them all.
Just try them all. And also I was reading today that, oftentimes we use our birth dates or our mother's maiden names, whatever. And
really
with celebrities, all of that information is readily available online.
Absolutely. Once you start getting some of the pieces of someone's online identity, then it's easy to get the rest. And really, password security is a bit of a myth because I say, what's your password? And you say, oh, it's 3F, capital J, a comma, and you make this really complicated password and then say, yeah. So in case you forget that, what's your favourite colour? Oh, blue?
Exactly.
Yeah.
What's your pet's name? Now, Nick has rung up. He works in security and he reckons he's heard a theory that they were hacked via the Wi-Fi service that was active during the Oscars, that someone has been able to... What do you reckon about that, Stilgherrian?
Look, it's a lovely theory, because anywhere you've got, free Wi-Fi set up that's open for anyone to use, that also means it's not properly secured. And although something like Apple's iCloud will be properly encrypting the password so they can't be picked up in that open Wi-Fi, they might pick up the password for something else the person uses, and everybody does what they shouldn't do and uses the same password for everything,
so
which is bad.
We've got to change our part. We've got to be more conscious of security.
Absolutely.
Well, still, Gary, and here's my position on it, right? I am trying to, as I mentioned earlier, hand out old school glossy nudes of myself, 7x9s on the corner. So I'm not worried about this, but if people are,
I think we could see an arrest happening really quickly.
I'm not allowed near certain precincts, right? It happens. If people are worried about this, what can they do to protect themselves?
Well, not take the nude photos to begin with.
Oh, but come on, we want to have
fun.
I agree with you.
But given that we do have in a modern society a need to hand out nude photographs of ourselves to other people, I mean, that's just what you have to do.
Yes.
Well, you can't, can you? You don't, because what's the other person doing with it? But I put it on a USB stick, send it by email so it just goes directly to that person and isn't left lying around on some server in a data center somewhere.
And delete it from your phone after you've sent it or something?
Yeah, delete it from that server.
Look, I'm not victim blaming.
This is actually a real problem. I think the internet is the greatest copying and data transmission machine on the planet, so stick your new photos on it, and what do you think is going to happen?
Thank you, Stilgherrian. I love
what about just leaving your head out of the shot?
Leave your head out of the shot. That's great. Cover all your tattoos.
Or wear a mask of someone famous.
I love that.
All my nude shots from now on, I'm going to wear a Jennifer Lawrence mask.
I love that.
I detect a new fad coming on here.
Hey, Silgarian, thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure, guys.
All the best. Cheers.